Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday Program on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman, filling in for Norman Gilliland. And today we are welcoming back one of our favorite guests here, cellist Amit Pellet, who's in town to perform at the Salon Piano Series that starts its 2019-2020 season with Amit Pellet and also pianist Daniel Delpino. Welcome, Amit.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So glad that you're here. How long ago has it been? We were trying to
think
about
that. It's been a few years. 4 years, maybe?
Yes.
Five?
Well, we're so excited you decided to come visit us. For our listeners, I really want to let them know a little bit about what you've been doing, so bear with me with this.
Okay.
Because I checked your bio, and here's some of the recent highlights. The 2019-2020 season includes over 20 concerto appearances around the world, recitals and concerts that will also include performances with your trio. You were just appointed music director of the City Music Cleveland and will conduct a number of concerts. You're on the faculty of the Peabody Institute at Johns Hopkins University and will make your debut conducting the Peabody Symphony Orchestra. You also started the Amit Pellet Cello Gang, featuring students from your studio at the Peabody Institute, and you recently published a children's book called A Cello Named Pablo. You're married and you have three children, so I left out a lot more of your extraordinary accomplishments in this list, but I began to wonder, how does he do it? And the answer I came up with, he eats Wheaties for breakfast.
Well, I think the answer goes, it's my wife. I have a very special wife that helps me a lot and works with me, and we are a good team. Without her, nothing of this will happen. So she also manages all those projects, but she's even more so stops me when she thinks it's a project that we can do. And believe me, there are many more that you didn't read because it just didn't come to life.
Yes. Well, it's a wonderful bio, and we're so delighted you're here. Tell us about the program.
Well, the program tonight and tomorrow is with Daniel Delpino, who is a wonderful Spanish pianist and a really good friend. We met at Yale University when we studied there about 25 years ago. And in fact, the first piece that we played together is the Beethoven Sonata Number 2 for piano and cello, which will be featured in the first half of the program. We became a sort of a duo and for many, many years played a lot together. But since we became busy in our own things with family and me with conducting and living in different continents, he lives in Spain, we haven't played as much together in recent years. So this is really a reunion for us, both personally and musically. And we're very excited about it.
Oh, that's wonderful. So on the program, you'll play the Beethoven Sonata, and what else?
Yes, so we will start the program with the Eccl Sonata, which is a piece that, in fact, it's in Book 8, Suzuki, for violin.
Oh, really?
And we don't really know if Eccles wrote it for violin, cello, viola, or double bass. Double bass is always says our piece because it's one of the only pieces they play, but we cellists love it, and it's a good piece to train young cellists how to hold the bow, how to shift, how to make legato, how to make a phrase. We normally don't like it because we play it when we're 10, 12, maybe up to 14 years old, and we don't want to see it anymore until we start teaching maybe. But since I started teaching very early, I started assigning that piece to students, and I fell in love with it again and recorded it and found the difficulties in it, because simplicity at the end of the day, as we know, as we grow up, is a harder thing to get, I think. And through the Eccles, one can achieve it and one can feel it. And I asked Daniel if it would be possible to start the program, because this program is sort of a journey of our relationship as a duo and as friends. If we can start it with what was a piece that started me on the cello. It was a piece that a girl that I fell in love with played when I heard her play and made me want to play the cello. And of course, then it was a piece I struggled with as a child. So I wanted to start this program of journey with this Eccl Sonata.
Sounds very nice. So we're going to hear a selection from this work. For those of you, perhaps you were like me, I was not familiar with Henry Eccles. He's a Baroque English composer.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear the second movement?
We're going to hear the second movement of the sonata, the Courant. And yeah, this is a very exciting movement to play and to hear. So I hope you like it.
Wonderful. Thank you. A taste of this work by Henry Eccles, his Sonata for Cello and Piano in G Minor, the second movement, with cellist Amit Pellet and pianist Eliza Ching. Something you'll get to hear the entire work if you're able to attend the Salon Piano Series season opening, with featuring cellist Amit Pellet, pianist Daniel Delpino at Farley's House of Pianos in Madison. And
you're
Amit
right.
is right here in the studio, so this is exciting to hear some of the works and to learn about what you'll be doing this evening.
So we talked about the Eccles and the Beethoven. That will be the first half, and that will lead us to the second half, which is part of our reunion as friends with Daniel Delpino and myself, and as musical colleagues, is to explore what the future lies ahead for us. And we decided to learn two new pieces. One that we both wanted to play for a long time is the Strauss Sonata, mm-hmm. Opus 6. And the other one is a piece by Casado, who I've admired for years, and was a Spanish cellist and a student of Pablo Casals. And I was lucky to play Casals' cello for 6 years. So there are all those connections. And mainly, it's a piece that practically no cellist plays. It's sonata in old style. It's very hard to even find a recording online of this piece. And I'm about to record all of Casado's music for Naxos this summer. And I wanted to start by learning a piece that I just didn't know that exists.
How'd you find this piece?
Well, I went online to see all the pieces that I have to learn and order the music and so on. And I found this sonata in old style, and I just didn't know. So I looked for a recording. And that was hard to do, because usually you go for the famous cellist who plays it and you can't find anybody.
Sure.
And then you go down the list and you find some recordings, and maybe recordings that you don't really want to listen to. And that made me even more excited to learn the piece. And of course, a piece that is written by a cellist, they're quite rare. We have mm-hmm. Popper, mm-hmm. we have other rarely played composers, but it's not like Brahms, it's not like Beethoven, they were pianists mm-hmm. and they wrote for cello. The word great music, but the kind of writing for cello is not the same as when Popper or Casado write, where you feel, they know what they're doing.
Yes.
And this piece is basically a celebration of cello. The sound of the cello, the range of the cello, the capabilities of the cello. And I'm really excited to play it. Here, it will be the second time I play it ever. So it's really new, it's fresh, and Daniel has never played it before. So we are very excited about it. And then, of course, the Strauss Sonata is a different mm-hmm. story. It's one of his early pieces that he wrote. It was Opus 6. He was a very shy person. Now, also being a conductor, I've watched a lot of his videos conducting, and it's like a policeman. It's very cold, very precise, not showing any emotion. However, in his music, as we know, his orchestral music, mm-hmm. there's so much emotion, so much storytelling, as well in this sonata. And I have quite a unique story that Mrs. Casals, the widow of Pablo Casals, told me when I got the cello. She said that in 1908, Casals gave the premiere of Don Quixote with Strauss conducting it in Carnegie Hall.
Is that right?
And that shows something about his personality, what is going to happen in the story. And she said that it was Mr. Casals and Strauss's wife, mm-hmm. Frau Strauss, mm-hmm. in the taxi with the cello going to Carnegie Hall from the hotel.
Uh-huh.
And when they arrived at Carnegie Hall at the entrance, Richard Strauss went out, took the hands of his wife, and then his wife realized that she forgot her scarf in the hotel. And immediately she said, "Richard, you have to go back. I'm not entering Carnegie Hall without my scarf." Him being such a shy and closed person, immediately he obeyed her order. And he went back. And Pablo Casals, who we know now, was quite a nervous player going on stage. Mm-hmm. When he started playing, it was fine. But Greenhouse, my teacher, who was his student, told me that Casals, as a teenager, would not go on stage without his mother pushing him in. So you can imagine this nerve-wrack player standing there, realizing, "Oh my God, I have to play this premiere with Strauss," and he just left me. And when you realize this story and the way he conducted and how shy he was as a person, but then you play his music and you see the explosion of emotion inside, it's a really fun sort of a dialogue between the shy person outside and the volcano inside. And to try to bring that out in the music is really cool.
Well, I love how you've described this, and it sounds like just a wonderful program for tonight and tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, another thing that I'm going to do here mm-hmm. is a masterclass tomorrow before the second concert. And that leads me to the next piece we're going to hear, which is with my cello gang, the Peabody Cello Gang, which is based on myself playing with my students. And that's really a joy for me. We've been doing it for a long time now and made it one CD. And we've been playing literally all over the world. We're going to Mexico for the second time this summer. Part of what we do is play in schools. We played last year in 25 public schools in Florida for kids. It's a great way to train my students to play for kids, to talk to the audience, to mm-hmm. sit on stage. Mm-hmm. They all get paid for it. We have toured other places of the world, of course, the United States. And it's sort of the strawberry on top of the cake of my education regime for them. So I preach them how to play the cello, and I bother them, and I press on the wounds. But then the good ones I want to take on the road and make sure that that magical moment on stage mm-hmm. where you create music mm-hmm. and nobody can teach happens to both of us together. So before they go out to the world, they experience what it means to travel, what it means to go on stage, mm-hmm. what it means to get paid and to be prepared. So it's sort of something I cannot really do in school, and I'm very happy to have this opportunity with them.
That wonderful opportunity. How many travel with you when you do this?
Well, we call the program Around the World in 7 Cellos. So it's me and my cello uh-huh. and 6 other uh-huh. students. So you can imagine how the flight looks like when we have 7 cellists and 7 cellos on
right
the plane.
Next
and that happened a few times.
Yes, I heard. I've just read about a situation you had in
yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, we're going to hear now the second movement of the Arpeggione Sonata, that of course is written for arpeggione and piano, but we transcribed it for cello and piano. It became one of our most famous pieces mm-hmm. for cello and piano. But when we made this CD, we decided to transcribe the piece for 4 cellos. So it became sort of a late Schubert string quartet that is played on 4 cellos. It gives a totally different approach to the music. And if we can, we can maybe hear the second movement that starts with one of my students playing the main piano line solo, and then I come in and we all join in a celebration of beauty of sound.
We have time for that right now. an excerpt from that wonderful work by Schubert. Amit, tell us
about
it.
This was the Arpeggione Sonata, arranged for four cellos, played by the Peabody Cello Gang, with myself, Amit Peled, Ismael Guerrero, Joseph Staten, and Sunny on cello. And this was the second movement, arranged by Tom Zipovich, the adagio.
Wonderful.
I can be a radio.
You are good at this, of course. Natural. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman, filling in for Norman Gilliland, and you're listening to the Midday Program on Wisconsin Public Radio. So, I'm here in the studio, if you're just tuning in, with cellist Amit Peled, who is here visiting Madison to perform for the opening season of the Salon Piano Series at Farley's House of Pianos. And joining him will be pianist Daniel Del Pino, and they have a wonderful program that will include works by Beethoven and Strauss. To find out more information about that, you can go online at salonpianoseries.org. Amit, that was just a wonderful work that we just heard. What else did you bring for us to listen to?
Well, there's the Bach suites that I recorded on the cello of Pablo Casals. As we know, he recorded those suites in 1936 for the first time, the first ever recording of those suites on the Cofrillo cello, and I was lucky and privileged that his widow, Mrs. Casals, allowed me to do the same recording on the same cello many, many years later. And so we have that here, and also my children book.
You want to tell us something about that quickly?
Yeah, so
it looks charming from here.
The children book called A Cello Named Pablo. And it's just another way to communicate, but this time with a younger audience. I felt sort of a deep call inside while having the cello that I need to share with the audiences around the world the sound of the cello, but also the story behind it and how amazing it has been for the cello to travel the world and to meet so many people and to be played, of course, by Pablo Casals and later on by humble me. And so we came up with this children story, which is narrated by the cello. The cello is telling us the story, and we are just guests on that ride.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And the end of the story, A Cello Named Pablo, says by the cello to the kids that are listening, you know, if you have a dream and you really believe in it and work hard, maybe if you pick me up and play, it will happen. And it's really the message is that whatever you believe in, even if you're a child growing up in a kibbutz in Israel and you want to be a cellist, it might happen and you might be a cellist and you might even play on a cello that you dreamt that exists, but you didn't even know where. So that's the book. And I have to say that I'm very proud of it and how it all came up together and how it's distributed now around the world and how kids are. I just got a message on Facebook a few weeks ago by a grandmother who bought it in Seattle and gave it to her grandchild. The grandchild was a few months old when she got it. Now she's two. And she said the first word that came out of my granddaughter was Pablo.
Really?
Not daddy, not mommy,
goodness.
Not food, Pablo. And now she wants to play the cello.
That's fantastic. So these drawings here are just remarkable.
Yeah, and the drawings are by Avi Katz, who I grew up with in Israel. His two sons are playing now at the Metropolitan Opera and Boston Symphony. And we grew up together. So Avi knew me for the longest time. And when I asked him to do it, he was very happy. And it's a joy to hold it in my hands and to share it.
Beautifully done. Well, let's listen to a short excerpt from this, your latest CD of Bach suites. And then we'll get to the midday quiz.
Okay, so we're going to listen to the minuet from the second suite. And whoever is listening now in the audience, if you are a Grammy member, this CD is one of the candidates for Solo CD Grammy Award this year. So if you find it in your heart and in your ears, go online and vote for us for this CD and for that project of recording the Bach suites on the Pablo Casals cello.
Well, let's take a listen. Which track will this
be? It's track number 11, I believe.
Number 11, coming up. Thank you. Amit, do you want to tell us what we just heard?
We just heard the minuet, two minuets from the Bach Second Suite, played on the Pablo Casals cello. It's my newest CD on CTM Classics.
We have Amit Peled here, who's performing in Madison this evening and tomorrow, also giving a masterclass. And by the way, you also enjoy conducting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, conducting is sort of putting all my passions and love in music in one place. And I've established a chamber orchestra in Maryland. It's called Mount Vernon Virtuosi. Uh-huh. And our mission has two missions, basically. One is to make sure that the great, extraordinary young artists of our region stay in our area after school and get well paid to perform for our community. But the other side of it is to present free of charge concerts for our community. So we are a nonprofit, we're based on donations, and it has been overwhelming, literally, to see how the community has embraced us, and mainly those young musicians. So I learned with them the conducting skills and the repertoire, mm-hmm. and the audience learned with us about the music. We have kids concerts, we have adult concerts, they're all free of charge, they're all there for the community. And through that, I've grown into also accept a position now in Cleveland, City Music Cleveland Orchestra, where I will conduct in the next few years. So it's all good and exciting and with a lot of fun stuff for the future.
I'm so glad you came in to bring us an update as to what you've been doing, what, in the last couple of years since we've had you here on the midday. This is so exciting to have
Thank
you back.
You.
And we wish you all the best. And again, we want to remind our listeners, if they're in the Madison area, that it's the Salon Piano Series that begins its new season featuring cellist Amit Peled with pianist Daniel Delpino. They'll be appearing for two nights at Farley's House of Pianos. And for more information, check their website, SalonPianoSeries.com.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Amit, for coming in. We look forward to when you return again.
Me too.
All the best.